News Talk 1620 WTAW this Thursday. The College Station City Council meets, and the agenda items includes a proposed contract selling water that is coming out of the Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Director of Water Services Dave Coleman at College Station Utilities talks about how big of a deal this is.
We've sold effluent to certain customers on a much smaller scale. Like right now, we sell effluent to the Pebble Creek Country Club for irrigation, but only when there's a priority call on the river, meaning that they can't withdraw water under their own permit from the state. But no, we've never done anything on this scale, so this is a pretty exciting possibility.
So talk about the scale.
Well, what they're saying they need, the Apache Corporation is going to be drilling and fracturing a lot of wells that are on the east side of Carter's Creek, and so they've got a whole bunch of leases out in that area. They're talking about over the next year and a half to 2 years needing about 80,000 barrels a day, which equates to about 3.3 million gallons. And so Apache is going to come up to the end of the treatment plant. They're going to put some pumps into our last basin at the end of the treatment process, which is the exact same place that we pull the water out to send up to Veterans Park for irrigation of those playing fields. They're going to pull water out of that same basin, and then they're going to pipe it over the creek and out to the east to fill up different frack ponds that they'll be building out there.
Some may get a red flag about the possibility of any contamination. What's being done to protect that interest?
Well, they're going to use a special pipeline with special fittings. They're heavy-duty fittings and heavy-duty pipeline that'll prevent any kind of accidental leaks. And then they're under requirements under the TCEQ. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has a whole set of rules about how to handle this. It's called Type 2 reclaimed water. And so they have to follow all those rules, which includes the heavy-duty pipeline. And then when they build their frack ponds, they have to have a special liner so that there won't be any penetration down into the ground. So, and if there is a spill, they have to report it and treat it as a wastewater spill. So there's a lot of protections in place to make sure that there's not any kind of contamination. But this is the same water that we put right into Carter's Creek that definitely improves the water quality in the creek. You know, this is highly treated water, so there's really not any danger to the public or anything. This is the exact same water that we put on the playing fields at Veterans Park.
Which was going to be the next thought I had. There's still going to be enough for those fields.
Yes, sir. What we're going to do is we're going to set Apache's float a little bit higher than the pump that we use for Veterans Park so that the Veterans Park system will always have water.
How much water comes out of the treatment plant, and then out of that amount, then how much is reserved for Veterans Park? And you've already mentioned the 3.3 million gallons for Apache.
Right. On average, the amount of water coming out of the plant is about 6 million gallons a day. You know, that'll drop down some at Christmas break and spring break, but basically anywhere from 5.5 to 6 million gallons a day. We have reserved, we've told Apache Corporation that we'll reserve 3 million gallons a day for their use. And this is all, of course, pending City Council approval on Thursday night. The decision here is obviously up to City Council. But the way we've structured the draft agreement is that we would reserve 3 million gallons a day for Apache Corporation, up to 5 million if it's available. Veterans Park, when they do irrigate, uses anywhere from 200,000 to 250,000 gallons on the days that they irrigate. So really, when you're talking about comparing these two, the amount that's used in Veterans Park is very small.
And it leaves quite a quantity left for perhaps other suitors.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's why we structured the contract the way we did. If Apache uses it, then fine. But we will have some left over if there's other uses for it. But of course, you know, our commitment to Apache is that we'll try and fulfill their need anytime that we can.
background information talks about an estimate of $5 million of revenue for the water funds that over the 18 to 24 months.
Exactly right.
Bet you can't wait to collect that.
It's pretty exciting to have that revenue on the horizon. You know, we have a lot of capital needs. This will enable us to do our capital projects without having to issue debt. And so this is directly means that this will keep our rates lower. So everybody in College Station will benefit from this.
Anything else that I've missed regarding this proposal?
I'm very grateful that Apache Corporation's philosophy is to not use potable water. They are going out of their way, and they're incurring some extra expense in order to use this reclaimed water so that the water isn't going to come out of the potable system. So I really feel like we should commend Apache Corporation for being a good citizen and a good neighbor.
You know, you try to calculate 3 million gallons a day over the course of 700 days, how much of a population could be served by using 3.3 million gallons of water.
If you're talking wintertime usage, it would probably be around 25,000 people around there. You have to be sure and qualify that's wintertime usage. That wouldn't include irrigation usage. This is a win-win for the city and for Apache, and I just hope that City Council will see fit to approve the contract.
Thanks again to Dave Coleman, the Director of Water Services at College Station Utilities, for the background information on this proposed contract, which again goes before College Station City Council on Thursday. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.